local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now starts now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. It's December 13th, 2023. A lot to get to. Text line is open, 850-437-1620. And the traffic line is 850-262-6111. Austin standing by for a full report here as we head into the rush hour for the next 45 minutes or so. Hopefully sooner than that. We'll see if that's the case. Starting off, as we always do, with our top three stories today. Israel has started pumping seawater into the sprawling network of tunnels in the region used by Hamas. Israeli forces say the militant group uses them to move around the battlefield and store rockets and ammunition. Israel is facing growing international pressure due to its military campaign. President Biden, in fact, said that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has to change. Those comments made yesterday, and the White House kind of backing off of those today.
He was expressing concerns that we continue to see civilian casualties in Gaza. And again, that we want to make sure that as they work to minimize, that they actually have those kinds of results.
And Biden also in the news, his son Hunter Biden today saying that he will not respond to the Republican subpoena surrounding his business dealings. Republicans wanted Hunter to testify privately today, but in a surprise move, he instead held a press conference outside the Capitol saying he would only testify in a public hearing.
They have tried to dehumanize me, all to embarrass and damage my father, who has devoted his entire public life to service.
Biden says he made mistakes, but adds that his father was never involved and went on to call the impeachment inquiry shameless. Also today, the Federal Reserve policymakers are leaving interest rates alone.
We're fully committed to returning inflation to our 2% goal. Restoring price stability is essential to achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell saying it's good news that it has eased without a significant increase in unemployment as they continue trying to get inflation down to 2%. Those are our top three stories today. Just shy of 5:15, our first check this hour of the roads and weather.
Thank you, sir. This traffic and weather update, first of the hour, is brought to you by CoveringFlorida.org. Need health insurance? Unsure where to start? A navigator may be able to help. The service is confidential and free. Visit online at CoveringFlorida.org. So when we're looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we actually do have some congestion building up and actually a couple of spots that we were not seeing in the last hour, starting with Scenic Highway. If you are traveling towards where it connects with North Davis Highway to send you into Pace, we've got some heavy congestion in that area. Also, where South Highway 29, about where it becomes Pensacola Boulevard, traveling northbound towards Muskegee Road, we've got some issues in that area as well. That's closer to the Cantonment area. Getting more into the heart of Pensacola, though, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, expect some issues there. Same thing with East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox. North Davis Highway, if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road, we've got some issues there as well. Pine Forest Road, of course, is always a big issue. This day is no exception. Either north or southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile is still going to give you some issues there. And we did have an accident reported on Mobile Highway, but it does not appear to be causing too severe of congestion at this time, but we will keep an eye on it. Lastly, Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area, we are once again dealing with some heavy congestion there, so look out for that.
All right, thank you very much. Taking a look at our first warning weather forecast.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
Thank you very much, Joe. Right now, 60 degrees 49, the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies. More cloud cover, breezy with some sunshine mixed in for Thursday with a high of 64. Taking a look at what's happening here locally, big story today is that the verdict is in and it's guilty. An Escambia County jury finding 53-year-old Brian Easterling guilty of murder. He, the former Baker fire chief, testified today that the shooting was in self-defense. However, the jury found him guilty of first-degree murder in the death of 63-year-old Michael Evers at his car repair shop in June of last year. Easterling reportedly said that he was put on edge by Evers when he went to the shop to collect $25,000 that was owed to him and that he was panicked when he shot him. Prosecutors, though, say that video evidence showed him calmly firing the weapon while Evers had his back to him. City of Milton now has a full city council again, but not everybody's pleased.
Cronyism. It's a noun. It's derogatory. The appointment of friends and associates to positions of authority without proper regard to their qualifications. Side note, cronyism is a form of corruption. Congratulations, Shari.
That from public comment. The majority of public speakers had voiced support for Kathy Ellis. However, it was Shari Sebastio who was appointed to the Ward 4 seat in a 5-2 vote. She has served previously on the council twice by appointment before losing elections to keep the seat. That same scenario could play out next November when the winner will serve out the remaining 2 years. Things need to be different in year two, that from board members of the Escambia Children's Trust this week after they renewed contracts for 16 out-of-school programs for nearly $4.7 million.
We got to hold people accountable. Just because I said I can cook don't mean you can cook. Just because you said that you got a program and you're improving grades, it's not necessarily the report that citizens are getting. And so I just want the board to be cognitive of that and staff to be cognitive of that. And that's no slight to you, Superintendent. I'm disappointed to have served on the Children's Trust Board, and the grades in these schools that were targeted schools are just not improving.
That's board member and District 3 County Commissioner Lumen May says that moving forward, the contracts with organizations are being changed to include standard achievement metrics rather than letting the organization self-report themselves. The board did vote not to renew grants for a couple of organizations, the Children's Theater as well as Urban Development Center. Also, hearing from Escambia Interim Superintendent Keith Leonard as school grade reports were released this week. Escambia County earning a B as a district. Officials say they've been preparing for the tests all year.
Of course, we did not wait. We had a good idea. We had expectations of where each school would probably land, where our district would land. But we didn't wait until Monday when we received this school information. As far as academic outcomes, we've been working since early in the summer to prepare strategic aims for not just each school, but each individual student.
And Leonard says the tests were different than ever before as the entire state switched over to a new testing method that incorporates progress monitoring instead of just assessment testing. Escambia County finishing with 11 A schools, 11 B, 21 C schools, 5D, and 4F schools. 520, taking a quick break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
What is the purpose of life? This is a question that almost everyone asks themselves at some point. Some people would say their purpose in life is their children, while others would say their purpose in life is their spouse. However, not everyone has children and not everyone is married, so the answer has to be broader than that. The Bible's basic answer to what is the purpose for life is to give God glory in all that we do. And the primary New Testament way to give God glory is to be focused on speaking the message of Jesus Christ to our kids or to our spouse, and really to anyone that we come in contact with. The purpose of this life is to lovingly and boldly explain the offer of eternal life through Jesus Christ. So let us be about our Father's business.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Prim and Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Prim and Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
Buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. Lots of interviews, kind of unusual in that regard. We talked to United States Senator Rick Scott. We talked to ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody. Talked to Keith Leonard, the superintendent of Escambia County Schools, about the school grades. And since it's Wednesday, talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves of Pensacola. Also had a really good conversation about the anti-slap suit brought by PNJ parent company Gannett against the county over the text messages. 8 o'clock, that's the segment you want to listen to for that discussion, which you can find on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings 9 till 11 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Sleigh bells ring. Are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight. We're happy tonight. We're walking in a winter wonderland.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 13 seconds before 5:25 here, so we will get another check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. So looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we've got some issues on Pensacola Boulevard, especially if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road and a little bit further north where it merges with North Palafox Street. Expect some issues if you are on that path there. Also, East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, that's going to give you some issues as well. And Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. North Davis Highway, just past Creighton Road, if you're traveling northbound, perhaps trying to get onto I-10 East, expect some issues there. Olive Road, if you're coming from North Davis Highway, traveling westbound there, we've got some splotchy congestion in that area. Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. That's going to give you some issues as well. Tiger Point, or let me rephrase, Gulf Breeze Parkway heading eastbound towards Tiger Point. That's going to give you some problems there. I believe construction is going on in that area, and that could be causing the slowdowns we've seen these past few days. But also in Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, we've still got a lot going on there.
cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s, and yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, down to 60 degrees right now, 49 the overnight low tonight with mostly cloudy skies. More cloud cover mixed with some sunshine. Breezy Thursday, 64 for the high, 48 the low tomorrow night. So that's a look at what's coming down the pike here. Taking a look at what's happening in the state of Florida today. Bridget Ziegler not stepping down from her seat on the Sarasota School Board. The board did vote in favor of a resolution calling for her to resign last night, but since it's non-binding, the school board can't remove a member on its own. Bridget and her husband Christian Ziegler have been embroiled in controversy since a woman that they had a relationship with accused him of sexual assault. Christian is the Florida GOP party chairman.
And three Florida teachers are suing the state over the new law that bans transgender or non-binary K-12 teachers from using their pronouns. The lawsuit says, in part, that Florida enacted a new law that pushed one plaintiff out of their teaching career and threatens to do the same for the other plaintiffs. Under the law, those in violation could have their teaching certificate suspended or revoked entirely.
Also, lawmakers today hearing a presentation on the new law expanding private school vouchers.
Yes, there have been bugs, but by all means, we have full confidence that we're going to be able to work through whatever bugs, concerns that schools and parents have and work towards this victory that was school choice in Florida.
Members of the Florida House Choice and Innovation Subcommittee are discussing House Bill 1, which allows all K-12 students, regardless of income, to get a taxpayer-funded voucher to attend private school.
And meanwhile, House members are also discussing a bill that would loosen Florida's child labor laws. House Bill 49 would allow 16- and 17-year-olds to work before 6:30 a.m. and after 11. They'd also be allowed to work more than 8 hours before a school day and work over 30 hours a week when school is in session.
A pretty interesting one involving a Florida woman as well as country music star Luke Combs. A Tampa TV station did a report recently on a woman who was sued for $250,000 for selling homemade tumblers with Combs' likeness through Amazon. The woman, Nicole Harness, says that she bought the photos that she used legally. Combs says that he does work with a company that goes after large corporations who make millions off counterfeit T-shirts. Somehow, Nicole got swept up in that, and Combs feeling a little bit bad for her.
And so we do have a company that goes after folks, only supposedly large corporations operating internationally that make millions and millions of dollars. And apparently this woman, Nicole, has somehow gotten wrapped into that.
Yeah, so Combs says that he's sending her $11,000 to get her Amazon account unlocked, putting his own Tumblr up for sale with proceeds to help her medical bills. Not clear, though, if Harness would still be on the hook for the $250,000 or if that will kind of go away. I guess that would be up to Combs to do, right?
Yeah, I would
be like,
so.
Hey, let's not pick on her.
And SpaceX has once again scrubbed the launch of a secret military space plane. They posted on X last night that they were standing down from today's launch from Cape Canaveral. It was originally scheduled to lift off on Sunday, but was postponed due to the weather.
All right, 5:30 right now. We'll take a brief pause for national headlines from Fox News. Back with plenty more national and worldwide stories. Look at what's coming up in sports and health, business, and science as well.
I'm Deborah Valentine. There will be an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. The House voting moments ago, 221 to 212 for that inquiry. Hunter Biden appeared on Capitol Hill today criticizing Republicans for investigations around him and his father.
My father was not financially involved in my business, not as a practicing lawyer, not as a board member of Burisma, not in my partnership with a Chinese private businessman.
Hunter Biden then departed Capitol Hill without appearing at a closed-door committee hearing on corruption charges. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged today for the third straight time. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell.
Given how far we have come, along with the uncertainties and risks that we face, the committee is proceeding carefully.
The Federal Reserve holding interest rates steady at 5.25 to 5.5%, the highest in two decades. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Some big sports business news out of the nation's capital today. The owner of the NHL's Washington Capitals and the NBA's Wizards said he's looking to move those teams from downtown D.C. to a new arena in Northern Virginia as soon as 2028. Ted Leonsis, joined by Virginia's governor, made the announcement this morning proposing building an arena in the heart of Alexandria's Potomac Yard neighborhood. In the wake of the massive success of the Barbie movie this summer, Mattel said today it's planning to make a live-action feature film based on its American Girl doll line. The toy maker will partner with Paramount Pictures and the production company Temple Hill Entertainment on the new movie project. Mattel already has a slew of film projects in development based on its toys, including Hot Wheels, Polly Pocket, and Rock'em Sock'em Robots. U.S. stocks rallied today. The major index is all up 1.4% for the day, a surge of more than 500 points in the case of the Dow Jones Industrials. That blue chip index notching a fresh closing high. That's Your Money Now.
For the fitness enthusiast on your list, your first stop should be Running Wild. Running Wild specializes in fitting every person to the proper shoe, apparel, and training designed for their unique needs. Sometimes that perfect gift is a gift certificate. Running Wild takes pride in serving, teaching, and encouraging customers to reach new goals. The experts at Running Wild are ready to help you find the perfect gift with locations in Pensacola and Fairhope. Follow them on Facebook or shop online at WeRunWild.com.
Let's be honest, nobody likes taxes, but they are necessary to maintain roads, support schools, and fund public services. Wouldn't it be great if someone else paid our taxes? In Escambia County, they do. Our beautiful community draws millions of visitors who spend over $1 billion each year. The taxes they pay help lower the tax burden for locals. Tourism works for all residents and businesses in Escambia County. This message brought to you by Visit Pensacola.
Brace yourself for the ultimate holiday deal with Consumer Cellular. Snag an incredible 50% off the Iris Flip when you buy before December 17th, making it only $34.50. The Iris Flip is all the phone and camera you need with a user-friendly design, the perfect flip phone companion. Plus, you'll get nationwide coverage and always free activation. Score 50% off when you use promo code RADIO50. Head over to ConsumerCellular.com and use promo code RADIO50 during checkout to score this deal.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, paid for by NHTSA. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. There are a few reports that Robert Kraft has already decided to part ways with Bill Belichick after this season. There's a good chance that longtime reporter Tom Curran is right, that Bill won't be back with the Pats, but judging by the few leaks that come out of Foxborough during the last 20-plus years, I don't think Robert nor Jonathan Kraft are spilling the beans yet, even if they don't intend to bring the hoodie back next season. I'm Zach Gelb.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Oh, this cold.
Honey?
Honey?
Honey, you need DayQuil Severe Honey.
DayQuil Severe Honey gives you powerful cold and flu symptom relief with a honey-licious taste. Because life doesn't stop for a cold.
Okay, I'm ready to go.
Now I'm getting a cold.
Honey.
Try DayQuil Severe Honey for powerful cold and flu relief. DayQuil Severe with honey flavor. The daytime coughing, aching, stuffy head, fever, honey-licious, power through your day, medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
This is Jim Grimes from Southern Media, wishing you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Jessica with Pensacola's Kia Autosport, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at Duncan McCall Advertising, we want to wish you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter.
This is Sheila Nichols from Pensacola State College wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Look, Daddy, teacher says every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
Hey, everyone. Jake Walker from Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay and Pep Talk. Christmas for me is a time to reflect on how blessed I am and to give thanks to God for His grace. Happy holidays to you and your family from me, my wife Caitlin, and our cat Charlie.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Let's get away from sleigh bells. Let's get away from snow. Let's make or break some Christmas, dear. I know.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we still have some issues on Pensacola Boulevard. If you're traveling northbound towards East 10 Mile Road, about where it merges with North Palafox Street, expect some issues in that area. Also, Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile. We've got some issues there as well, as we so often do. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street, is still giving us a lot of trouble. Same can be said about North Davis Highway if you're traveling northbound just past Creighton Road or southbound towards Olive. And those are the biggest hitters in Pensacola at this moment. But if we go over to Santa Rosa County, we were seeing a lot of issues on Caroline Street as you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. That has significantly died down. And lastly, if you are still on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've still got some issues in that area.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you, Joe. Currently, we are at 60 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies continuing overnight tonight, 49 for the low. More clouds mixed with sun, breezy Thursday, gusts as high as 30 miles an hour. We'll have a high of 64 with a low of 48 tomorrow night. Austin, anything interesting happening in the world of sports today?
Well, should we do national headlines first?
Oh, did we not do those? I thought we did.
No, we didn't.
You're right, we didn't. Sure, why not?
I was about to say, I can talk for like 10 minutes about the Belichick stuff if you want.
The House is debating the resolution to authorize the impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Congressman Matt Gaetz voted in the affirmative on that. Here is Ohio's Jim Jordan.
You got a politician who does certain things. Those actions then benefit his family financially, and then there's an effort to conceal it and sweep it under the rug.
Yeah, so that vote did pass. House Republicans voted to authorize an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Lawmakers voting 221 to 212 was the resolution there. The vote now makes official what former Speaker Kevin McCarthy started in September.
And investigators in Virginia are trying to determine how a student was able to bring fentanyl-laced gummy bears to his elementary school. The superintendent of the Amherst County School System said that 7 students had reactions after eating the drug-laced candy at Central Elementary yesterday. 5 of the students were taken to the hospital for evaluation.
Also, the Department of Education says they're launching a probe into 6 colleges over alleged ethnic discrimination on campus. The department says Stanford, UCLA, Rutgers, UC San Diego, University of Washington, and Whitman College are all under investigation for alleged violations of Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Title VI prohibits discrimination based on race or national origin.
And the House is launching a new email address to report anti-Semitism on college campuses. According to the announcement, students, faculty, or other community members can email report.antisemitism@mail.house.gov. to file the reports. House Education Committee Chair Virginia Fox said in a statement that the panel's members received messages from across the nation after last week's hearing with university presidents.
Also, the White House appears to be looking to appease southern border hawks as they try to get an aid package to Ukraine approved before Christmas.
We've given up any pretense of pretending to secure the border as a nation, and it has to stop.
That's Texas's Chip Roy. The proposed plan would deport more illegal immigrants without asylum screenings. All right, now we can talk sports. What's going on today?
All right, well, Bill Belichick, it's being reported, it's coming from NBC Sports Boston, it's being reported that he and New England will be parting ways after this season. The team allegedly made this decision back in November. And of course, you know, Belichick, one of the most iconic names in NFL history, led the team to 6 Super Bowl wins alongside iconic QB Tom Brady. But so far this season, they are 3-10. And Joe, I said this in the last hour, Bill, he just might be the most decorated individual to really have his legacy doubted as much as he has. I mean, because when you look at really any coach, any player, whatever, they're going to be doubted. But he was on the helm. He manned the helm of the sideline for one of the greatest sports dynasties in American history.
Yeah.
And people are still looking at this guy saying, okay, how good is he really? Like, I mean, think about it. Tom Brady goes to Tampa Bay. At that point, if you looked at him and other coaches that were around at the time of that move happening. So the couple that I mentioned earlier were Mike Tomlin, John Harbaugh, respected head coaches, but far more controversial than Bill Belichick should be when you look at their resumes. Who would have thought that they would have lasted longer than Bill when they play in tougher divisions and went through quarterback changes just like he did? It's just insane. And when you combine that with the lackluster career he had before Tom Brady,
right,
it's a shame that he is so highly regarded, so esteemed with his career, but people are going to be questioning him forever, just how good he really was.
No, I think you're right. And to be honest with you, I think there's validity to that questioning.
Yeah. It's a bummer. The NFL will be adding to its series of international games as well. Next season, a regular season game will be played in Sao Paulo, Brazil. I'm sure I'm saying that 100%
correctly. Pretty good, yeah. Sao Paulo, yeah.
All righty. And starting in 2025, the international slate of games will go from 4 to as many as 8. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, many team execs believe that eventually every NFL team will play one international game a year.
No, I think that's definitely the route they're headed here. And, you know, I think for a lot of talk that's been made about, you know, well, you know, are they going to look to put a team overseas or whatever? That may be the end game where they can play, you know, 4 games in London, maybe a few in Germany, Spain, Paris,
Brazil,
a couple
apparently
in South America. You know, I mean, I remember back in preseason back in the 90s, I remember they'd have the Tokyo. They'd play in the Tokyo Bowl in Japan. They would play preseason games over there. So, no, I definitely think that, and I think it makes a lot more sense for scheduling purposes if every team is just doing one international game. And, you know, I know people are going to say, well, you know, what about the season ticket holders because you're taking away game from the home teams? Well, the unfortunate reality is that for those people is that NFL teams are not making their money from the season ticket and the gate receipts, although, you know, it's not like they're not making money on it, but it's the TV money that is fueling the NFL beast that it is. Just shy of 5:45 here, another check of the roads and weather before health, business, and science notes.
All right, so looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're still dealing with a lot of issues on Pine Forest Road, heading both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. Also, if you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, approaching East 10 Mile Road and about where it's going to merge with North Palafox Street, if you are in that area, expect some issues there. East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards North Palafox, that's going to give you some issues as well. A lot of the congestion that we were seeing on North Davis Highway and Brent Lane has seemingly died down, so that's good. As for other areas here, if you're traveling on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we've still got some slowdowns in that area, I believe predominantly due to congestion, or construction, excuse me. But Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, trying to get over Blackwater River and into downtown Milton, that is just about cleared up from what I can see.
cool and breezy weather over the next couple of days, Thursday and Friday. We're keeping low temperatures in the morning in the 40s, high temperatures during the afternoon in the middle 60s, and yes, the breeze. We're going to have northeast winds at about 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20 to 25 on both days. No chances for rain, partly cloudy skies. If you are looking for a chance, we do have a small chance late Saturday and a slightly higher chance on Sunday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right, thank you very much, Joe. Right now, it is 60 degrees. We're going to have mostly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, 49. Mostly cloudy again Thursday with some sun mixed in. Breezy, 64, with a high of 64 again on Friday. Overnight lows tomorrow night will be 48. Health, business, and science notes today. The Supreme Court will take up a case involving the most widely used abortion pill. A lawsuit challenges the legality of mifepristone. Earlier this year, a federal judge in Texas, who was a Trump nominee, issued an unprecedented ruling that suspended FDA approval.
And Tesla is recalling almost 2 million vehicles over safety concerns with the autopilot feature. An investigation by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began in 2021 after almost a dozen incidents involving the auto-steer feature in the electric vehicles. A software update will give drivers more warnings about paying attention to the road while using the feature. The update will also allow auto-steer to disengage if the software determines the driver isn't paying enough attention, which, in my opinion, and really just in the opinion of common sense, completely defeats the purpose of this whole auto steer.
That makes sense. Yes, mm-hmm. It does defeat the purpose there. Hair samples from three former U.S. presidents are going to deep space. The samples from John F. Kennedy, Dwight Eisenhower, and George Washington will be on board a rocket launched by Celestis early next year. The company specializes in sending remains and DNA to outer space, claiming off-world storage preserves the samples for thousands of years without degradation. Celestis says the DNA of late presidents could help people in the future learn more about U.S. history. My question would be, is it considered storage? Like, how deep into space are we talking about?
Yeah.
Because my question would be, well, I mean, if you go too far, I mean, do they just send him out there and to put him into low Earth orbit, or are we just sending it out there and it's just off to whoever or wherever or whatever finds it? Can it be called storage if you can't get it back?
That's the exact question I was wondering, because it talks about how if you send it to outer space, you know, it can preserve the samples for thousands of years.
Preserve for who?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, who's going to go grab it and win? Like, so it it's kind of weird to me. I absolutely agree. And the era of free dating apps may be over. Pew Research Center says about 35% of Americans who have used a dating website or app have paid to do so at some point. Morgan Stanley says that the average paying dating app user spends around $19 a month. Pew also says that people who met their partner on an app are more likely to have paid for the service.
Yeah, makes sense. Mm. Pop culture notes today. Actor Andre Brouwer has died at the age of 61. He's well known for his role as Captain Holt on the comedy series Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Died Monday after a brief illness. His two best-known roles were as police officers, and he earned an Emmy for his work as Detective Frank Pemberton in the 90s series Homicide: Life on the Street.
And Wonka, starring Timothy Chalamet, is looking at a $35 million debut. Variety reports that the Warner Brothers-produced film had a $125 million budget and is hoping to lure in family audiences over the holidays.
So Netflix is hosting this 12-day or 11-day series called Netflix is a Joke Fest in Los Angeles. Pretty big undertaking and deal here. It's being held May 2nd through the 12th, and will feature more than 300 live shows taking place at over 35 venues in the city. Headlining it will be Jeff Ross hosting the greatest roast of all time, and it'll be featuring NFL quarterback Tom Brady. As famous friends and frenemies will be taking aim at him. Peyton Manning will be there 100%.
Yeah, I was about to say frenemies is probably like rivals he had over the course of his NFL career. Okay, yeah, that's. I mean, that should be interesting, especially if you're a sports fan.
Sure.
A24 Films is releasing the first trailer for its upcoming action film, Civil War. The film is set in the near future and centers around the U.S. as it goes through a civil war. The trailer shows airstrikes being used against civilians and journalists being shot on site in Washington, D.C. It'll hit theaters on April 26th.
5:50 right now, final break in hour number two. Back with some wacky stories and good news to finish up Pensacola right now.
A gift certificate from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa makes the perfect last-minute gift for all your hard-to-buy-for loved ones on your list. After all of the preparation and work getting ready for the holidays, they need to relax. And Stillwater's makes it easy for you. You can get a gift certificate in minutes by going to swmedspa.com on your smartphone and then have it emailed or printed out at home. Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa, voted best spa on the coast and best of the bay 18 years in a row. swmedspa.com.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test? DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their 7 locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Hi, this is Darren Costello from Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. We carry a wide variety of selections of meats, cheeses, and wines. If you're looking for some fine cuts of meats, ask Dale. Talk to Justin. Talk to Darren. We're here for you and your holiday needs. From turkeys and hams and cheeses and meats, we have it all. Looking to give back this season? Ask about the Kimberly Tower Foundation. Come in and talk to Christy Costello or Danielle.
Please be sure to stop in and visit us here at Costello's for all your holiday needs this season.
Happy holidays.
Hey, this is Dr. Ben McMillan. I do a show on the Pensacola Expert Panel. We talk about your health problems.
Let me educate you about the Activator Method of Adjusting, which offers a safe and effective alternative to traditional manual adjustments. So whether you've been hurt in a car accident or been suffering from back or neck pain, chiropractic care could be your solution and not just a temporary fix.
Join me this Friday on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The life of every child is precious beyond measure. If you care for a child with a disability and have limited income and resources, help is available. Children with a physical or mental disability or who are blind may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. The program provides help to meet basic needs for food, clothing, or a place to live, and disability-related needs. It's money that can make a meaningful difference. If you're the parent or caregiver of a child or teenager you think may be eligible, call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn how to apply today. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. It's real help for the children. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Lewis Bear from the Lewis Bear Company, wishing you a safe and happy holidays. Please don't text and drive or drink and drive.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Monroe Watley at Frontier Motors wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us at the WEAR Morning News, and there's a lot more of us than you see every day on TV, we certainly wish you Happy Holidays.
From our family to yours, all the joys of the season.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Right before 5:55 here, we will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour. Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound between I-10 and West 9 Mile Road. That is still giving us a lot of issues at this time. So if you are in that area, expect some hectic traffic there. Also, if you're on East Burgess Road, traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Palafox Street, that is still looking problematic at this time. Other than that, most of the congestion we were dealing with in Pensacola itself has seemingly died down. Looking over in Santa Rosa County, we are dealing with some congestion in Milton on Dogwood Drive here. But other than that, it is looking pretty tame over there as well. Lastly, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you were traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, traveling towards Tiger Point, that is, in particular, we've been dealing with a lot of congestion there these past couple days. While it is still there, it has seemingly lessened significantly.
Cool and breezy weather and dry over the next couple of days, a great way to describe things. Thursday and Friday, high temperatures in the 60s, low temperatures in the 40s, partly cloudy skies, and yes, wind. We're going to have quite a bit of it. Northeast winds at about 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25 on Thursday and Friday. Keep the jacket around. This weekend also have 60s in the forecast with a small chance of rain on Saturday, higher on Sunday. That's your weather forecast for now. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
All right. Thank you very much, Joe. We are at 60 degrees right now. We're going to be 49 overnight tonight. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow. High of 64. Same high on Friday. Overnight low tomorrow night, 48 and 53 on Friday night. Chance of showers returning to the picture on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at some wacky stories today. Boston's mayor apparently not dreaming of a white Christmas this year. Michelle Wu is under fire after an invite to her holiday party mistakenly got sent out to all members of the Boston City Council. You're asking the question, well, okay, so what? Well, the party invite is for electeds of color only. Boston City Council is made up of 6 minority members and 7 white members, and they weren't supposed to be invited. About 15 minutes later, the mayor's aide that had sent the invite up followed it by saying, quote, "I did send that to everyone by accident, and I apologize if my email may have offended or came across as so."
Makes it all better.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Are you kidding me? It's a rough time of the year to be an Amazon driver, and one driver is going viral on TikTok after listing the top things they hate to deliver. It's pretty much all the stuff that you can easily get yourself at the gas station or grocery store down the street. Topping the list is cat litter, followed by dog food and bottled water.
Well, not only stuff that you can get yourself a mile down the road, but also heavier stuff, too.
Those big bags and
dog food and
big
cat,
packs of bottled water.
For sure. Also, people love it when you go all out for Christmas and cover your house in lights. They just may not want to live next to you. A couple in New York State named Tim and Grace Kay have been putting up extravagant light displays since 2012. That year, it was only 346,000 lights.
Is that all?
That's it. This year, it's up to 720,000 lights. They use it as a fundraiser for local charities, and they've been pretty successful, raising almost $700,000 over the years. But now they're dealing with the growing distaste among their neighbors who are sick of it. The lights are very bright. There's an endless line of cars, and they blast music through big speakers. A guy named Edward Cache compared it to running a Legoland out of your property for 40 days a year. He actually went as far as to run for a seat on the town council last year just to try to get the city to rein in the display. Thankfully for all of us in the holiday spirit, he lost with just 15% of the vote.
I don't know. I think that is a little bit over the top. I mean, I get that it's limited time, and it is for charities. So if they know that, it is like, okay, well, that's a bit different.
All right. Also, new this hour, Austin is a Grinch.
No.
Good news. No. A 9-year-old in Colorado named Millie was heartbroken when her dog Bella died a year ago, and she still hasn't forgotten about her. When her parents recently asked what she wanted for Christmas, Millie handed them a flyer she made for a pet drive in Bella's honor. Aww. She's collecting dog toys and other items for shelter animals. Her goal is to make sure every shelter dog has a toy to open on Christmas.